Hi, I'm Chris Hall from Intigen. In this session, we're going to be looking at using filtered lookups in Dynamics CRM 2011. So let's talk a bit about the sort of the overarching problem that lookups present us. And that is, we often have situations where the values that should be available in one lookup are dependent on values that we might have picked in a previous lookup. So the example that I've got here is country, state, and city. With appropriately structured data, we should, based on choosing country, be able to subsequently filter down to a state, and then on choosing a state, be able to subsequently filter down that list of cities. This was possible in CRM4, but it was very, very difficult. So we now have a couple of options in Dynamics CRM 2011 to achieve this. So we have these two approaches. The first is that there is native support for these types of dependent lookups out of the box in Dynamics CRM. That means that when we choose the properties of a lookup control, we can actually set some values on that to enable a dependent lookup type of behavior. Should we find that functionality is not sufficient, we actually have rich programmatic options available to us as well, whereby we can actually create a custom view and then assign that custom view as the default view on subsequent lookup boxes. So let's jump in and actually have a look at this in action. So we're going to start by having a look at how we do filtered lookups using the out-of-the-box functionality. Now, in both cases, we're going to be having a look at our gym management scenario, which is a similar scenario to that which you're going to work through in the hands-on lab. And we're going to be looking at the equipment maintenance record. The equipment maintenance record is a custom activity. And in that custom activity, we actually choose the location that we're working at, which gym location it is, the room that we're working in, and the piece of equipment that we're working with. These list boxes, these lookup boxes, are dependent. Once we've chosen a location, we can filter down the rooms. Once we've chosen a room, we can actually filter down the list of exercise equipment to only that equipment found in that room. So let's start by having a look at the out-of-the-box functionality. So I'm going to head over to Settings and jump in and just do some customization on the default solution. The entity I'm interested in is the equipment maintenance record. And I'm going to have a look at the main form for that. So you'll see here are our three dependent list boxes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set the room lookup box to be dependent on a selection made in the location lookup box. So we'll see down towards the bottom of the display properties for the room field, we have an option to enable related records filtering. I'm going to turn that on. And I'm interested in filtering based on the location. Right? So I'm interested in the location, and I need the location to include the value in location on this form. This way, when I choose a location in the location lookup, it's going to filter the records available to me in the room lookup. I'm going to hit OK, save and close, and publish my customizations. And then let's head back and actually have a look at this in action. So I'm going to choose to create a new equipment maintenance record. And we should see, when I choose the various gyms, that we now have the room list filtered. So for example, downtown gym doesn't currently have any rooms assigned to it. Whereas the fitness now gym does. Now, before we jump back to the deck, I'm just going to go and undo these changes, because when we come back Next time, we're going to see how to implement this in code. Now we'll have a look at implementing filtered lookups using code. By using code, we have significantly more flexibility than we get from the simple out-of-the-box approach. For example, we can create filtered lookups that might be dependent on more than one field in the form. Or we can create filtered lookups where we actually include information about the filter in the name of the custom view in the subsequent lookup box. So creating a filtered lookup in code is pretty simple. We need to hook the onChange event of the first lookup control. We then get the selected value of that first lookup control. We build some fetch XML and some display XML in order to describe how we want our custom view to behave. And then we add the custom view to the second lookup control as the default view. Okay, so let's have a look at how we can implement filtered lookups using code. For a start, I'm going to be using web resources to hold the JavaScript that I'm going to use for my event handler. You can learn more about this in the client scripting module within the training kit. So let's have a quick look at my JavaScript first. I've got a function here called handle on changed location lookup, and I'm going through those four steps that I described back in the deck. I'm going to start by hooking the onChange event, and I'm just throwing an alert box. Yes, folks, I am still a big fan of using the alert box for debugging. I'm then going to get the selected value of that first lookup control. So you'll see here I'm getting the contoso underscore location ID value, and I'm setting that to be my view ID. I'm then doing something quite neat, and that is I'm actually creating a custom name for my view. This is really showing that we can go a bit sort of further with this ability to write custom code. So when the user opens the second lookup box, they're actually going to see filtered by location, then a dash, and then the actual location that is showing the filter that we've applied. Finally, we're going to set this to be the default view, so that when the user opens the second lookup box, they're going to see this view as the default view. Step number three, we're going to build the fetch XML that we're going to use to retrieve that data and the XML that we're going to use to lay out our grid. The important thing to note here, apart from the fact that there's lots of XML, is that we are doing a query where contoso underscore location ID equals, and we're pasting the location ID in here. Then the fourth step in our process is that we're going to get that second lookup control, and we're going to add a custom view to that lookup control based around that fetch XML that we've just created. So let's do this. Let's grab this code and take it across into a new web resource. We're going to call it lookups.js. Okay, so we've cut and pasted our JavaScript now into a web resource. And I'm going to save and close that web resource. I'm just going to publish that. I'm going to go and start working with that inside my form. So I'm going to head over here and look at my equipment maintenance form, just that main form. In this case, we're going to need to hook the event handler on the location lookup. So I'm going to jump in and change the properties of that. And I want to include my form library that I've just uploaded as JavaScript. So there it is, my new underscore lookup JS form library. And then for the location on change event handler, I'm going to add a handler based on my library. There's no reflection here, unfortunately, folks. So we need to jump across and have a look at the name that we've got here. Handle on change location lookup. It's well worth cutting and pasting this so you don't make a mistake. I'm going to enable that event handler, and we then should be good to go. I'm going to save and close, publish, and then we can head back and test this. Publish all my customizations, and then let's go and test. So we'll head back to the workplace, create a new one of my equipment maintenance record activities. Let's choose fitness now. So you'll see my event handler's been called, and we should now have a custom view when we open this dialog. And you'll see, yes, I do. I have a custom view. It's called filtered by location, fitness now. So we've got the name in there of the gym that we filtered for, and obviously you can see the filtered list there. So to summarize, that's really all there is to filtered lookups in CRM 2011. For those of you I know out there who will have written these in the past using CRM4, this is a pretty neat new feature because it's always been quite painful to do. So you saw there's out-of-the-box support for the really simple scenarios. And that's going to cover off, 80% of the time. And then if we need to, we can step beyond that and create a completely custom view based on various form parameters. Right? So obviously we can do simple dependent controls like I've just shown you in the demo, but we could also do quite complex custom views, say taking values from multiple controls on the form. And there are obviously a bunch of other uses where you could make use of the custom views functionality.